Well, first of all, I think there's a couple of points. I think you have fundamentally the job losses of people who've been working for over 10 years and the nursery provision, particularly at McGee in this context. And we have, on the whole, generally, a lot of single parents who take advantage of the nursery provision that enables them. And probably the only way that would enable them to go to third level education is by having, as a single parent, someone to look after their child. So I think, you know, given the anticipated growth area within the university and the city we have, I think it is a retrograde step.
Some would argue it could be perceived as anti-women. In reality, you'd imagine that it's mostly women that will be affected by this move.
Of course it is, and it's always the mother, you know, and when, you know, it's grand to have within your programme for government, one of the key elements in terms of widening participation. There's no more widening participation than encouraging and bringing forward and removing the barriers as they are, particularly for mothers and women, and that is a barrier to education, if they don't have the childcare provision within an area which is handy for them in terms of knowing where the child is throughout the day while they're studying at university. As I said, Greg, I think it's important that the senior managers have a look at this. And let's remember, some of the senior managers in position at McGee at the present time have taken advantage of this childcare provision. I think it's important that we do that. There's people in Donegal, for example, that I know who take advantage, who are studying at McGee and have a child present at the childcare provision. So it's important that the university looks again at this.